Pathologize Totalitarianism 101 by C.J. Hopkins. So, Globocap has crossed the Rubicon. The final phase of its transformation of society into a pathologized totalitarian dystopia, where mandatory genetic therapy injections and digital compliance papers are commonplace, is now officially underway. On November the 19th, 2021, the government of New Normal Austria decreed that, as of February, experimental mRNA injections will be mandatory for the entire population. This decree comes in the midst of Austria's official persecution of the quote-unquote unvaccinated, i.e. political dissidents and other persons of conscience who refuse to convert to the new official ideology and submit to a series of mRNA injections, purportedly to combat a virus that causes mild to moderate flu-like symptoms, or no symptoms of any kind at all, in about 95% of the infected, and the overall infection fatality rate of which is approximately 0.1 to 0.5%. Austria is just the tip of the new normal spear. Prominent new normal fascists in Germany, like the Führer of Bavaria, Markus Söder, and Minister of Propaganda, Karl Lauterbach, are already calling for an allgemeine Impfpflicht, i.e. compulsory vaccination requirement, which should not come as a surprise to anyone. The Germans are not going to sit idly by and let the Austrians publicly out-fascist them, are they? They have a reputation to uphold, after all. Italy will probably be next to join in, unless Lithuania or Australia beats them to the punch. But seriously, this is just the beginning of the winter siege I wrote about recently. The plan seems to be to new normalize Europe first. Generally speaking, Europeans are more docile, respectful of all authority, and not very well armed. And then use it as leverage to force the new pathologized totalitarianism on the USA and the UK and the rest of the world. I do not believe this plan will succeed. In spite of the longest and most intensive propaganda campaign in the history of propaganda, there remain enough of us who steadfastly refuse to accept the quote-unquote new normal as our new reality. And a lot of us are angry, extremely angry, militantly, explosively angry. We are not vaccine hesitant or anti-vax or COVID-denying conspiracy theorists. We are millions of regular working class people, people with principles, who value freedom, who are not prepared to go gently into the globalized, pathologized, totalitarian night. We no longer give the slightest shit whether our former friends and family members who have gone new normal understand what this is. We do. We understand exactly what this is. It is a nascent form of totalitarianism, and we intend to kill it, or at least critically wound it, before it matures into a full-grown behemoth. Now, I want to be absolutely clear. I am not advocating or condoning violence. But it is going to happen. It is happening already. Totalitarianism, even this pathologized version of it, is imposed on society and maintained with violence. Fighting totalitarianism inevitably entails violence. It is not my preferred tactic in the current circumstances, but it is unavoidable now that we have reached this stage, and it is important that those fighting this fight recognize that violence is a natural response to the violence and the implicit threat of violence that is being deployed against us by the new normal authorities and the masses they have whipped up into a fanatical frenzy. It is also important, essential, I would argue, to make the violence of the new normal visible, i.e. to frame this fight in political terms and not in pseudo-medical terms propagated by the official COVID narrative. This isn't an academic argument over the existence, severity, or the response to a virus. This is a fight to determine the future of our societies. This fact, above all, is what the global capitalist ruling classes are determined to conceal. The rollout of the new normal will fail if it is perceived as political, i.e. a form of totalitarianism. It relies on our inability to see it as what it is, so it hides itself and the violence it perpetrates within a pseudo-medical official narrative, rendering itself immune to political opposition. We need to deny it this perceptual redoubt, this hermeneutic hiding place. We need to make it show itself as what it is, a pathologized form of totalitarianism. In order to do that, we need to understand it, its internal logic, and its strengths, and weaknesses. Subheading: Pathologized Totalitarianism. I have been describing the new normal as quote-unquote pathologized totalitarianism and predicting that compulsory quote-unquote vaccination was coming since at least as early as May 2020. See, for example, the new pathologized totalitarianism. The link is available in the article. I use the term totalitarianism intentionally, not for effect, but for the sake of accuracy. The new normal is still a nascent totalitarianism, but its essence is unmistakably evident. I described that essence in a recent column. Quote, "The essence of totalitarianism, regardless of which costumes and ideology it wears, is a desire to completely control society, every aspect of society, every individual behavior and thought. Every totalitarian system, whether an entire nation, a tiny cult, or any other form of social body, evolves toward this unachievable goal. The total ideological transformation and control of every single element of society. This fanatical pursuit of control, absolute ideological uniformity, and the elimination of all dissent is what makes totalitarianism totalitarianism." End quote. In October 2020, I published The Covidian Cult, which has since grown into a series of essays examining new normal, i.e. pathologized, totalitarianism as, quote, "a cult writ large on a societal scale," end quote. This analogy holds true for all forms of totalitarianism, but especially for new normal totalitarianism, as it is the first global form of totalitarianism in history. And thus, quote, "the cult-slash-culture paradigm has been inverted. Instead of the cult existing as an island within the dominant culture, the cult has become the dominant culture, and those of us who have not joined the cult have become the isolated islands within it." End quote. In The Covidian Cult Part 3, I noted, quote, "In order to oppose this new form of totalitarianism, we need to understand how it both resembles and differs from earlier totalitarian systems. The similarities are fairly obvious, i.e. the suspension of constitutional rights, governments ruling by decree, official propaganda, public loyalty rituals, the outlawing of political opposition, censorship, social segregation, goon squads terrorizing the public, and so on. But the differences are not so obvious." End quote. And I described how new normal totalitarianism fundamentally differs from 20th century totalitarianism in terms of its ideology or seeming lack thereof. Quote, "Whereas 20th century totalitarianism was more or less national and overtly political, new normal totalitarianism is supranational and its ideology is much more subtle. The new normal is not Nazism or Stalinism. It's global capitalist totalitarianism, and global capitalism doesn't have an ideology, technically, or rather, its ideology is, quote-unquote, reality." End quote. But the most significant difference between 20th century totalitarianism and this nascent global totalitarianism is how new normal totalitarianism pathologizes its political nature, effectively rendering itself invisible and thus immune to political opposition. Whereas 20th century totalitarianism wore its politics on its sleeve, new normal totalitarianism presents itself as a non-ideological, i.e. supra-political, reaction to a global public health emergency. And thus its classic totalitarian features, e.g. the revocation of basic rights and freedoms, centralization of power, rule by decree, oppressive policing of the population, demonization and persecution of a scapegoat underclass, censorship, propaganda, etc., are not hidden, because they are impossible to hide, but are recontextualized in a pathologized official narrative. The Untermenschen become the unvaccinated. Swastika lapel pins become medical-looking masks. Aryan ID papers become vaccination passes. Irrefutably senseless social restrictions and mandatory public obedience rituals become lockdowns, social distancing, and so on. The world is united in a Goebbelsian total war, not against an external enemy, i.e. a racial or political enemy, but against an internal, pathological enemy. This pathologized official narrative is more powerful and insidious than any ideology, as it functions not as a belief system or ethos, but rather as objective quote-unquote reality. You cannot argue with or oppress reality. Reality has no political opponents. Those who challenge quote-unquote reality are quote-unquote insane, i.e. conspiracy theorists, anti-vaxxers, COVID deniers, extremists, etc. And thus, the pathologized new normal narrative also pathologizes its political opponents, simultaneously stripping us of political legitimacy and projecting its own violence onto us. 20th century totalitarianism also blamed its violence on its scapegoats, i.e. Jews, socialists, counter-revolutionaries, etc., but it did not attempt to erase its violence. On the contrary, it displayed it openly in order to terrorize the masses. New normal totalitarianism cannot do this. It can't go openly totalitarian because capitalism and totalitarianism are ideologically contradictory. Global capitalist ideology will not function as an official ideology of an openly totalitarian society. It requires the simulation of quote-unquote democracy, or at least a simulation of market-based quote-unquote freedom. A society can be intensely authoritarian, but to function in the global capitalist system, it must allow its people the basic quote-unquote freedom that capitalism offers to all consumers, the right slash obligation to participate in the market, to own and exchange commodities, etc. This quote-unquote freedom can be conditional or extremely restricted, but it must exist to some degree. Saudi Arabia and China are two examples of openly authoritarian globocap societies that are nevertheless not entirely totalitarian, because they can't be and remain part of the system. Their advertised official ideologies, i.e. Islamic fundamentalism and communism, basically function as superficial overlays on the fundamental global capitalist ideology which dictates the quote-unquote reality in which everyone lives. These overlay ideologies are not fake, but when they come into conflict with global capitalist ideology, guess which ideology wins? The point is, new normal totalitarianism and any global capitalist form of totalitarianism cannot display itself as totalitarianism, or even authoritarianism. It cannot acknowledge its political nature. In order to exist, it must not exist. Above all, it must erase its violence, the violence that all politics ultimately comes down to, and appear to us as an essentially beneficent response to a legitimate quote-unquote global health crisis, and a quote-unquote climate change crisis, and a quote-unquote racism crisis, and whatever other quote-unquote global crises Globocap thinks will terrorize the masses into a mindless, order-following hysteria. This pathologization of totalitarianism and the political slash ideological conflict we have been engaged in for the past 20 months is the most significant difference between new normal totalitarianism and 20th century totalitarianism. The entire global capitalist apparatus, i.e. corporations, governments, supranational entities, the corporate and state media, academia, etc., has been put into service to achieve this objective. We need to come to terms with this fact. We do. Not the new normals. Us. Globocap is on the verge of remaking society into a smiley, happy, pathologized totalitarian dystopia, where they can mandate experimental genetic quote-unquote therapies and any other type of quote-unquote therapies they want and force us to show our quote-unquote compliance papers to go about the most basic aspects of life. This remaking of society is violent. It is being carried out by force, with violence and the ever-present threat of violence. We need to face that and act accordingly. Here in New Normal Germany, if you try to go grocery shopping without a medical-looking mask, armed police will remove you from the premises, and I am saying this from personal experience. In New Normal Australia, if you go to synagogue, the media will be alerted and the police will surround you. In Germany, Australia, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and many other countries, if you exercise your right to assemble and protest, the police will hose you down with water cannons, shoot you with rubber bullets, and sometimes real bullets, spray toxic agents into your eyes, and just generally beat the crap out of you. And so on. Those of us fighting for our rights and opposing this pathologized totalitarianism are all too familiar with the reality of its violence and the hatred it has fermented in the new normal masses. We experience it on a daily basis. We feel it every time we're forced to wear a mask, when some official or waiter demands to see our papers. We feel it when we are threatened by our government, when we are gaslighted and demonized by the media, by doctors, celebrities, random strangers, and by our colleagues, friends, and family members. We recognize the look in their eyes. We remember where it comes from and what it leads to. It isn't just ignorance, mass hysteria, confusion, or an overreaction, or fear, or, okay, yes, it is all those things, but it's also textbook totalitarianism. Notwithstanding the new pathologized twist, totalitarianism 101. Look it in the eye and act accordingly.